Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time to pick our blog post of the week. One of the disadvantages of taking a little time off, the blogs pile up and then you go back and you read. You have to restrict yourself just to 1 week. That's what Jeff and I do. All of the blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget are contenders for Blog of the Week every week with us. To get the widget at your blog, just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find at the bottom of the page the widget and instructions on how to put it on your blog. When you do, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, with a link to your blog letting us know that the widget is there, and we'll put it in the list. We'll read it, and we'll consider it every week for Blog of the Week. Jeff always goes first.
My choice is Chronic, the blog of Veith, a blog post titled The Pro-Life Kennedy. What was missing in virtually all of the media tributes on the death of Eunice Kennedy Shriver is that she was a pro-life activist. Dr. Veith then links to a Life News story about the late Eunice Kennedy Shriver. And Veith writes, this raises again the question, as we thank God for the life and work of Mrs. Shriver, why are the Democratic Party and liberals in general so wedded to being pro-abortion? Or, to use their language, pro-choice. They aren't particularly pro-choice or libertarian in other areas. They claim to be for the poor, the disadvantaged, the discriminated against, the little guy. So how to explain their instance that the most vulnerable lives of all should have no protection and should be forfeit at the choice of the one who has power over them? How does that fit in with their professed ideology? My choice for Blog of the Week, Chronic, the blog of Veith.
My choice comes from a blog called... Goodness, I can't believe I forgot the name of the blog. I copied the entire post and I didn't get the name of the blog, but it'll come to me here sooner or later. The post is called Maybe the LCMS Shouldn't Change Its Name. Picking up on the recent story that the Radio Shack is changing its name to The Shack, I had the same reaction that some marketers did. David Corsi, by the way, cited in this blog, says this is a silly comb-over attempt. And Brett Hutchinson says, it's a nickname, not a brand strategy. Now, some are suggesting that the LCMS change its name because it's not marketable. This blog says, I recognize that Missouri Synod may not have the brand recognition of Starbucks, but there are a few points against a name change. Those who know what the Missouri Synod is know us for our strengths. A new name will not change who we are or get us where we want to be. Missouri Synod has the possibility for great slogans and nicknames, like Show Me Jesus Synod. Those who say that the word synod is meaningless to the unchurched fail to recognize that the word church is nearly as meaningless and may, among the unchurched, be loaded with more negatives. Who cares if others pronounce the word synod wrong? The Pew Forum says that only Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholic Church, Southern Baptist, Mormons, and Assemblies of God, American African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, are reported increases. All of those names have marketing liabilities. And finally, if our denomination is to grow the kingdom of God, it will not be by names or marketing, but by the word of God, the Holy Spirit, working through our members. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. It's a great blog post. We'll have it posted at our website a little bit later today, issuesetc.org. And by the way, many who are calling for the name change in the Missouri Synod, it's not about changing the name. It's about changing what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is, not what it's called. Make no mistake about it. The blog's called Palm Sundays. The post is called Maybe the LCMS Shouldn't Change Its Name. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org.